This is the Word in the Walk podcast, pursuing faithfulness to Christ while being grounded in biblical truth.
Right, we are back today talking about the promises of God. I'm joined by Tom Engstead and Tyler Azeltine, and we're going to start with an issue that every person on the planet has to navigate, and that's the reality that we are sinners. For the believer, the one who is repented of their sins, placed their faith and hope in Jesus Christ, there is the comfort that God will respond when we confess. And so we're going to talk about 1 John 1:9 and how to care for our own hearts. First of all, we'll start with just what does it say? What does it mean? And then how do we care for our heart, shepherd our heart, direct our heart with this truth? What kinds of scenarios or situations could we take comfort in this verse when we're in the midst of, and how might we be able to encourage others with this passage as well? Tom, why don't you start us off? We're picking up from our last session was just the overview of shepherding your heart or caring for your heart with the promises of God. This is our first one diving in. Tom, start us off, 1 John 1:9.
I think starting with 1 John 1:9 is a wonderful starting place because it deals with our biggest problem in all of life. It deals with sin. And I'm just going to read 1 John 1:9 to get us started. And John writes, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." The first part of this verse speaks about us. If we confess our sins, if we agree with God, to confess is another way of saying, I agree with you, God. So if we confess our sins, if we agree with God to our sinfulness, there's four promises here. He is faithful, he is just, he is forgiving, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. And so there's two ways to look at this, and I don't want to go on as a monologue, but I could talk about this verse for a long time.
Let us have it, Tom. We want to hear it. This is
pull my string.
Pull your string and
there
watch
you go.
But
you think about this when I agree with God, when I do what he has called me to do, to acknowledge my sin, to be humble, to be contrite, he's promising that he's going to be faithful, he's going to be just, and he's going to forgive, and he's going to purify, he's going to change me.
Yeah. I think what you just said there is good, Tom, that we're confessing to God. It's an agreement with God.
Right.
We're not confessing because he doesn't know, and he needs to be brought up to speed on our sinfulness. He already knows. We're actually, like you said, we're humbling ourselves before him by agreeing with him transparently and humbly, confessing and agreeing with him in our sin.
Absolutely. And I do think, as we think about this particular verse, we're taking one look at our sin and four looks at God's grace.
Mm.
And we might need to go back and look at our sin again and confess, and then again look at four traits of a good and faithful God in the promises that he's made.
Yeah.
Tom, it is so easy for me, for any sinner, to think there is safety, there's security in me hiding my sin.
Right.
Or in not talking about it. Oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
And this passage is so helpful for me because there is actually safety for the believer in being very specific about confession, about agreeing with God. That there's one little letter in this verse that I think the verse would read differently if that letter wasn't there.
Hmm.
If we confess our sin or just our sinfulness, the idea that we are a sinner, I think would be saying something that is true. We need to agree with God that we are sinners. I think when it adds that little S at the end of sins, plural,
right,
it's talking about there's actually particular sins that we need to be confessing. It's going too easy on ourself, I think, to say, I am a sinner, and I just generally sin, but I'm not going to get into the specifics. Well, God actually calls individual acts, individual thoughts, individual words that were spoken sin. And he wants us to agree with him on those things. And his faithfulness flows. His grace flows, like you were just saying. That's
so helpful. Of touching on what you just said, Tyler, the verse starts with the word if. If is kind of like, well, maybe. Maybe you will confess and maybe you won't. But for the Christian, when you confess, God will, he will be faithful. He will be just. He will forgive. He will cleanse us. And again, so it's thinking about, am I doing my part in being honest with God? And just being open and humble.
Tom, talk some more about the benefits of that. What is the promise? If we confess our sins, so if we're open and humble, you said there's four truths regarding God here. Right. Talk through those.
Right. Well, the first promise here is he's a faithful God. He will do what the rest of Scripture says he will do with our sin. He will separate us as far as the east is from the west. He will put this on what our Savior did at the cross. He will atone for that sin. Yeah. The second, being just. God's the one that justifies. He justifies believers. To be justified is to be saved. God will, he will save you. He will be forgiving. It's not that he's forgetting, but he forgives. He doesn't hold this against us. He has put this on our Savior. And the fourth promise to purify, God is promising to sanctify us. And all this happens in the midst of pursuing your Lord and knowing him better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, when you look at a 1 John 1:3, that eternal life is knowing the one true God. If you look at 2 Peter, which we looked at last session when we got together and talked about just the promises in general, it's only through knowledge of him. So for a believer who wants to be growing, who has a hatred for their sin, the best place is knowing your Lord better.
Yeah.
Study Jesus. Mm-hmm. Study God.
Yep. That's great. I love how he puts this list together. He's faithful when we're faithless. He's just or righteous when we're impure, when we sin. And yet he extends forgiveness when we don't deserve it. Yeah. And he cleanses us. The very thing that would cause us to want to hide and conceal our sin, as you were talking about, Tyler, when we actually confess it, that's when our sin gets dealt with in the way that actually brings cleansing and purification, so we don't have to live under the guilt. What I love about this verse is it's one thing to feel bad about your sin, and every person should. You should. There's an appropriate guilt. And yet God's intention for the believer is that you no longer live under condemnation for your sin. And when you simply agree with God, he cleanses you. He forgives you. He does it while upholding his righteousness and his perfect character. And he is faithful in that, even though we're faithless. And what a comfort for the struggling sinner who is fighting for obedience and then revert back to old ways of life, to know there is grace and there is forgiveness and there is cleansing. You don't have to be characterized by that old fleshly defilement that you once walked in. And And I think this verse, in light of the rest of 1 John, is so helpful because there's a huge comfort here. But John also gives safeguards that this isn't an excuse. Go live it up any way you want and simply verbally say, well, I did it wrong, and now I can keep living the way that I want. The one who continues in sin, the one who sins, the truth is not in him. And so, you know, the one who is truly in Christ is in the battle. Yep. And for that one, this verse is so comforting.
You know, we have no clue who might be listening to this podcast at some point. But if you are a Christian and you find yourself in a spot of just dealing with your sin, I want you to be encouraged by the hope that is in this verse. There is hope for sinners from a good God, that he will be faithful. He will be just. Mm. He will forgive you. He will change you.
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's some who have sinned in a way that they never thought they would ever sin. Mm. And the guilt and the feeling that now defines who you are at your deepest core forever is probably something that some deal with. Many deal with that. The truth of this verse can just provide, it does provide for those who are truly in Christ, such an immense comfort that you can be cleansed. You can be forgiven. You can't out-sin God's grace. You can't sin and sin and sin and God forgive you. And then you sin this way and now he's done with you. You come to him humbly, contritely, agreeing with him, confess it, repent in accordance with godly sorrow from 2 Corinthians 7, and God will be faithful.
Amen.
He will be faithful.
What a comfort. What a good God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for your promise.
Yep. We've kind of started it already, but let's just talk a little bit more as we have an understanding of this verse, what it means, what the promises are. What are some other ways that you found yourself shepherding either your heart with this passage or general situations that you've come along and cared for other people with this passage, with this promise?
Well, I know often in counseling settings, it's counseling somebody away from sin. Mm. And what a comfort to know that you can't out-sin a good God. Mm. And what a comfort to know that there'll be change. Mm-hmm. God will not leave us where we're at, but we need to do the hard work. We need to go get after it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about sin. Sin separates. It's not that God went somewhere, but the sinner goes somewhere, and it's away from the Lord.
Yeah.
And here's a promise that he will forgive.
Yeah. I think in those counseling situations, Tom, the agreeing with God is critical, because oftentimes when trying to help somebody through their sin, it does really start on them agreeing with God about
Absolutely.
Their sin. And most of us don't want to do that. I think all of us don't want to do that naturally in our own flesh. We want to do the opposite. We want to justify. We want to excuse. In many of those counseling situations, we want you to fix the person next to us or the person causing all our problems. And I love this because it doesn't say if you confess your wife's sin, he'll be faithful and he will forgive her and cleanse you and make your life easier. It's actually putting the onus on you. You need to take ownership of your sin here. Your cleansing, your forgiveness will flow through his faithfulness and his righteousness when you confess. And you have to humble yourself and agree with God about what he says regarding sin and specifically about your sin.
You know, to grasp this verse should only bring us to greater worship.
Absolutely.
Just pursuing to worship a great God, knowing what he has done for us should drive us to our knees in worship. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, verse 9 is so comforting, and it's surrounded by two warnings right there. It's interesting in 1 John, over and over and over again, John kind of circles around an issue. And this passage is one of those passages that is really, really helpful for driving me to humility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As I think about, I think just any of our tendency is when something doesn't go my way, expectation isn't met, I assume that I am in the right and that other people are the problem. Mm-hmm. And it's really helpful for me to hear this. If we say that we have no sin, if we say that we have not sinned, those statements that follow that are really... Yeah,
precede it and follow it.
Yeah. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We make him a liar and his word is not in us. Hmm. Man, I need to recognize that I am a sinner and that I do sin and that I am not perfect. Mm-hmm. And I need to be suspicious of myself in when there's conflict. Man, have I sinned against this person?
Mm. You know, not wanting to get too geeky on the grammar, but between verses 8, 9, and 10, the verbs used here state numerous facts sandwiched by a promise of who God is. That's really helpful, Tyler, what you pointed out, because it is just really helpful to realize it's a God promise sandwich.
Yep. I love it. So helpful. Any final thoughts?
Hey, if you're carrying sin, begin the process of repentance. Mm-hmm. It's so freeing. It's a gift from a good God.
Yeah. Amen. This is great. Thanks, guys. Looking forward to our next one already.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Word and the Walk podcast. The Word and the Walk podcast is a ministry of Gilbert Bible Church. For more information, please visit our website at gilbertbible.com.